Hello, online outdoorsmen. It's snowing outside, but you know what? That doesn't stop me from making a video. In fact, it encourages me to make a video. What's up, online outdoorsmen? Before you say it, I know what you're gonna say. It's snowing, Ethan. What are you doing out here? I'm a diehard. I don't let the weather get in my way. I'm gonna catch some fish. But actually, today's video is not about catching fish. Today's video is all about what accessories you need for your fishing kayak. As you know from the recent series that I started, I bought this new kayak and I'm looking to really just rig it out to make it the perfect fishing kayak. Well, one of the most important things is just having the must-have accessories to get started. So let's talk about that, but first let's get the kayak off the roof.
A little cold out here. Well, I wouldn't necessarily consider it an accessory, but we definitely want to start with the seat.
Well, when it comes to accessories, we might as well start with the most obvious. You need a paddle. Why do I have two paddles? Well, it's because I actually had this one for my other kayak. Now I bought a second paddle. What's the difference between these two paddles? This is my old paddle, and this one happens to be a Bending Branches Sunrise. I don't really care what brand you buy, but this is a carbon paddle, so it's a lot lighter. Now, the one that I just picked up, this one's just a cheap aluminum paddle that I got on Amazon. The only reason that I got a cheap one is because this is my backup. This is for the second person if I take out two kayaks. So this was only like $35. I'll link it in the description if you want to check it out. But overall, I'm going to take it out and let's see what it's like.
All right, so my impressions on the water of this paddle are, it's clearly not as flexible when it comes to the actual paddle itself, but it's not that heavy to where I feel pretty comfortable paddling it. So it's not the end of the world. For, I mean, if you're trying to save money, you can definitely spend the $35 or $38, I don't remember what it costs, on this, and it's not that bad of a spend.
Okay, so between a carbon and an aluminum, should you spend about three times the price, 2 to 3 times the price to get a carbon? It just depends on how much you're gonna be on the water. If you're gonna be on the water a lot, I think that it would actually be worth it because it's pretty noticeably lighter and it's gonna make it a lot more comfortable on the water. But overall, it's not that bad to where you can't, you know, you can get along with an aluminum just fine. But it is gonna be cheaper and it's probably not gonna give you quite as much oomph behind your paddle. So now that you've got your paddle, what's the next accessory that you really need? Tackle organizer. I actually just put this one together this morning. All I did was I went to Home Depot, bought a milk crate, and then I went to Dick's Sporting Goods and bought this little 3-rod holder, and then I literally just zip tied it to it. But I've been fishing in a kayak for over like 3.5-4 years now, and that's the same system I've been using on my other kayak, and I've never had any issues. Some people spend like a ton of money to get like a perfect system, but overall, this works pretty well. Let's put some tackle in it.
Tackle box seems to be doing the job just fine. I'm pretty pleased with that. The other thing with the tackle box is I can actually add more rod holders later, so that's not the end of the world. I only put 3 on there for now because I really don't think I'll ever need more than 3, but if I ever decide that I'd like 6, I mean, I can easily make that adjustment.
Hey, but what's the next accessory that you need? Actually, funny thing is I forgot the next accessory, but I'll video some of it back home. Essentially, the next thing you're gonna want is some form of dry storage. Yeah, most fishing kayaks come with dry storage already on it, but it's always good to be better safe than sorry. You don't wanna end up having a cell phone get screwed up because you got water all over it. Now, I have both a dry bag as well as like a little Plano dry box, but you can really get whatever works best for you. Okay, so what's the next accessory? Next thing you're gonna want is a box. Okay, just kidding. This is actually just a new thing that I got here. Let's see if we can open it up. It's a net. Okay, I know. I've been fishing for like 4 years without one of these, but I finally got to the point where I kind of realized that you really do need one if you're gonna fish a lot in a fishing kayak, so I went ahead and bought one. This one happens to be the G2 Pro Float Net. I don't really care what brand you get. The reason I got this one is because it floats and it's super low profile. I also like it because it's green. I like the color green, if you haven't been able to notice in all my thumbnails. But I really do think this is gonna provide a lot of benefit, especially for someone like me who catches so many like 8 to 10 pound bass. Okay, but hopefully one of these days, now that I got a net, you know? I've got one more accessory for you guys. What is it? Last and certainly not least is another box. What's inside the box, you might be wondering. The most important accessory of all. It's a life jacket. Always stay safe on the water. Be smart. You'd be stupid not to wear one of these. Awesome. Perfect fit. Wow, this actually fits like a glove. You know what? Being safe on the water, especially this time of year, is so crucial. Please, always wear your PFD. Here's the thing that you cannot control. You cannot control other people. You cannot control the weather. You cannot control so many things. So you might as well at least try to control your safety. This one happens to be an Onyx. It's actually made for kayak fishing. I found it on Amazon for right around $40, $45. I'll link it in the description below so you can check it out. But overall, it feels really comfortable right now. Let's go paddle and see what it feels like on the water.
I can't decide whether I like this life jacket or my other one better. This one is actually really, really comfortable to paddle in. My other one has a pocket right here that's a little bit bigger, which I like because I can put my cell phone there. This one's not quite as set up for that. But overall, I mean, for like the $40 that I spent on this, solid life jacket.
All right, I hope today's video helped you understand what accessories you need while kayak fishing. Here's the thing, I actually have one more accessory you might want to put on your fishing kayak, and that's an anchor trolley system. I'm actually gonna go ahead and install that in the next video in this series, so make sure to click subscribe to stay tuned for that. Otherwise, what accessories do you guys like for kayak fishing that I didn't mention today? Make sure to comment those below, so that way the whole community can learn about them. And last but not least, I'm gonna go ahead and take this puppy fishing. Why would you rig it out if you're not gonna go try to bust some bass? Make sure to look out for that video. Have a good day, we'll see you later.